Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe Halloween has come and gone. Last week's show, we had Jenna Races on, who is the Senior Vice President and Assistant General Manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, and we were talking about the season retrospect. Obviously, the Fisher Cats are a very successful sports franchise right here in New Hampshire, and Jenna described the planning that goes on, and they're already planning the 2017 baseball season. But she also talked about the Grand State Baseball Dinner coming up, which is November 19th, right here at the Radisson Hotel Expo Center. And if you are a baseball fan or you want to give back and pay it back, all the funds go to Children's Hospital at Dartmouth-Hitchcock, New Hampshire's only comprehensive full-service children's hospital, also the Ted Williams Museum, and the Fisher Cats Foundation. The week before, we were preparing for Halloween by having Dr. Randy Tillman on. And Randy, of course, is the dental director at Northeast Delta Dental, and she's worked for us for several years. And Randy described the realities of she's a mother and grandmother that, of course, children are going to have candy on Halloween, but there are ways of addressing it. For example, staying away from things like sweet tarts, sour-type candies, and describing ways of really dealing with the reality of candy, but also making it still effective for oral health. And, of course, I always say brush and floss. I mean, we can deal with anything as long as we brush and floss. So that was the prior week show. I also want to again give a big shout out to John Mortimer for the great half marathon that occurred between Loudoun and Concord. And this weekend is the Manchester half marathon on Sunday. So some of my running friends, I'll see you there. But with me today is Max Poyanik, who is the CEO of Convenient MD. So, Max, why don't you describe a little bit more of your background and how you've really expanded your organization?
Sure, thanks. Well, my partner Gareth and I, as a background, we've always been in the healthcare industry and always loved opportunities in healthcare to improve access to care, improve quality of care, and make healthcare more affordable. And the reason why we got so excited about urgent care is really because urgent care does all those things. And our mission at Convenient MD really is to do those things. Again, make healthcare much more accessible for folks, make sure that we are really healthcare is about who's on the team and who's providing that team. And so at Convenient MD, we're very fortunate that we have many of New Hampshire's very best physicians and nurses and clinical team members that are local to their community and that have worked in their community for 10, 20, 30 years, typically in local emergency departments. And then, of course, on the cost side, we bill like a primary care office from a fee schedule perspective. So it's make sure that people aren't avoiding care because of the cost of care.
And Max, why have you grown so quickly over the last few years?
Yeah, I think we actually ended up growing a lot more quickly than we intended. We initially at Convenient MD. Planned to open a facility in Windham, New Hampshire, then Concord. We thought, we would open maybe a facility a year, and we've actually now have 9 facilities open in New Hampshire, and that's really because there was a real need for our services, and there's a need for urgent care. Unfortunately, in healthcare today, primary care providers have a really difficult job, and there aren't enough of them, and so. The primary care has changed, where primary care today doesn't, to no fault of primary care providers, because of the number of patients that are out there that need care and the number of people with chronic conditions, primary care providers really are focused on taking care of people with chronic conditions, which is really important. And that means that when folks are sick or injured, they are left with, in the past, they were left with emergency departments is where they would often go. And there was a real need to fill that void between primary care and emergency departments, which is where we've come in. And so we've gotten really quickly everywhere we've opened, and we've just been trying hard to meet the needs of the local community by opening new facilities.
And your list is expansive, and I'll just read these off. You're in Bedford at 3 Nashua Road. You're in Concord at 8 Loudon Road. You're in Dover on 14 Webb Place. You're in Stratham, 1 Portsmouth Ave. That's in Exeter Stratham. Keene, 351 Winchester Street. Merrimack, 2 Dobson Way. Nashua, 565 Amherst Street, Portsmouth, 599 Lafayette Road, Wyndham and Greater Salem, 125 Indian Rock Road. So you got all your bases covered there, Max. So how do you keep these all staffed?
Yeah. You know, it's fortunately, we keep them staffed by trying to be a great place for people to work and providing a great work environment. And so it's more of a question of, you know, where's the greatest need within New Hampshire. And as a New Hampshire organization, we think we do a great job today of covering really all of southern New Hampshire. We also plan to open in Manchester and Londonderry, which are two markets that we don't serve well enough, although we certainly serve Manchester in our Bedford facility and we serve Londonderry in our Windham facility. But those are two markets we're looking forward to opening in as well.
And so how would you describe ConvenientMD as it fitting into the overall healthcare system? For example, when an employer puts on a benefits fair where the employees are signing up either for a new dental program or a new medical program and fitness programs, I mean, do you typically send a representative a benefit fair? How do you kind of
absolutely? Yeah, that's
tell
great,
us about that.
Yeah, no, we absolutely love to be at those benefit fairs, and we're this is the time of year right now where we're really busy with a lot of those. But I think in terms of the overall healthcare system, we fit in by again trying to be accessible for patients, for extending primary care, being an extension of the primary what primary care by. By being available for patients when either their primary care provider isn't available, so on the weekends or in the evenings, or, you know, if you just need to be seen that day and you can't get in to see your primary care provider that day, just walk right in anytime to any convenient MD location, and we're going to work really hard to get you in and out quickly. Again, when patient primary care isn't available or if it's beyond their scope. So if you have an injury like a broken arm, or you've cut yourself and need a half a dozen stitches, we're a better place to go for those illnesses and injuries. And we're always going to make sure that we're sending those notes back to your primary care provider so that they're in the loop in terms of the care that was provided. But ultimately, again, if you have an issue that's not immediately life-threatening, so if things like heart attacks, if you're having chest pain, go to your local emergency department. But if it's something that's not immediately life-threatening, we'll be happy to take care of you.
So you're really complementary to the existing healthcare system. You probably take some of the load off the emergency rooms, which I assume is one of your mission goals, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, we'd really like to help patients avoid emergency departments unless they're having an immediately life-threatening event. So let's keep emergency departments for where they're really needed, and allow those folks working in the emergency department to treat people that are having, again, heart attacks, serious trauma, and then everything else that really doesn't need to be there. We're here as a much more convenient, more pleasant, much more affordable option.
Now, this is a delicate question because the healthcare system, obviously, we've just heard the recent reports, you know, the premiums are still are starting to skyrocket again. And
sure,
I've been doing this a little longer than you. And since 1978, I've been group healthcare insurance. And I remember as a 20-year-old man, an executive came in and said, oh my God, you know, healthcare is 13% of the GNP. And by, you know, 2020, it'll be close to 20%, and if that happens, you know, life as we know it is going to end. Of course, here we are; it's whatever 18 or 19% of GM, and we're still churning along. So, but my question really is: so, have you had to delicately like work with local hospitals and major providers, so they don't look at you as a competitor, but more as a, like you said, to take the load off the emergency rooms, and also as a, you know, complementary to an existing system that, despite what we say about United States healthcare, I mean, yes, it's expensive, but still people fly all across the world to come to Boston Children's and things like that. So there are some, definitely some good elements of our healthcare system. So how do you make sure people understand that you're a complementary with an E to the existing system? You're not trying to, you know, you're not trying to compete in a way.
Right, right. Absolutely. Yeah. And you're right. That is delicate. And, you know, ultimately, you know, we want to revolutionize healthcare, and we think that everyone should be working to try and revolutionize healthcare. And certainly we need to do that with our partners in the local, all of our partners in the local medical community. So we have a lot of conversations with local hospitals, with primary care doctors. And, you know, we ultimately see a lot of patients that might need specialty care. So if someone walks into Communion MD and has a broken arm, they're going to need just like in the emergency room where you would, after being in the emergency department and being treated, you would need to be sent to an orthopedic specialist. In that case, you need to be sent to an orthopedic specialist after seeing us at Communion MD. So we're very well integrated in the medical community, in that when we're seeing those patients, we're going to make sure that they're getting the specialist care that they need to following us. And so we're working really closely with local hospitals and the medical community to get those patients plugged into the care that they need. We also see a lot of patients that don't have primary care providers. And so it's really important that we get those patients plugged into primary care. So I think the medical community at this point realizes that we do a great job with taking all these patients that are not currently part of the system, seeing them at Convenient MD, and after that visit, getting them plugged into their primary care provider, getting plugged into orthopedic specialists, getting plugged into dermatologists, other specialists they need. So now that they're plugged into the system, they can get that better follow-up care from their primary care providers. So, you know, and ultimately, you know, always send the record back after a visit to a primary care provider after a visit. So we're communicating a lot with the medical community. We're an integrated part of the medical community. And while I think when we first opened, there was a lot of that concern of, hey, these guys are new and it's a new organization, a new type of healthcare. I think we've done a great job of showing people that that we're adding a lot more to the local Medicaid community than we are in terms of taking away from emergency room visits.
Well explained. That was an important minute right there. We'll return after commercial break with Max Poyanik from Convenient MD. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio, and with me this weekend, the weekend of the Manchester Half and Full Marathon, put on by Millennium Running Now, and Northeast Delta Dental is one of the sponsors, is as well as Sanu, is the CEO of Convenient MD, Max Poyanik. And Max, you did a great job of explaining how you're complementary to the existing healthcare system. Another service that you provide, of course, is getting the word out on flu vaccination. So tell us how that works at Convenient MD.
Yeah, well, obviously it's important that everybody get a flu vaccine every year, just around this time of year. And so at Convenient MD, all flu shots are always at no cost to the patient, regardless as to whether or not they have insurance, regardless of their age. So everybody out there should come on into any Convenient MD location and get a free flu shot. Just walk in, don't need an appointment, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week. In terms of the billing behind that, so for pediatric patients that are up to 18 years old, they'll always come in and get a flu vaccine at no cost. We don't bill insurance. It's available to them anytime. For patients that are adults, if they have insurance, we will bill their insurance for whatever the insurance will cover, and there'll always be no cost to the patient if you are insured. If you do not have insurance, it's also at no cost to the patient. You can always walk in at any time without insurance and get that free flu vaccine. And we give away tens of thousands of free flu shots every year, and we're really excited about it because it's again, just one of those good things to do to give back to the community and help keep people stay healthy, make sure that they're not unnecessarily missing work, during the upcoming flu season. So again, really just an important thing to do.
Because we know statistically, both as an employer and as chair of the State Board of Education, the top reasons for missed work days are symptoms of the flu or the common cold, and then also things related to oral health, and then the other one is mental health. So I call it sort of above the neck health is important. Now, prior to commercial break, I listed off the many, many locations you have: Bedford, Concord, Dover, Stratham, Keene, Merrimack, Nashua, Portsmouth, Windham. So it must be exciting when you're opening a new office, and so you probably do a lot of market research in terms of what's the best location. So tell us the planning that goes into first the decision of the location, sure, and then how you go about opening, and then making sure it's obviously staffed appropriately, because you do have a lot of hours that you're open 7 days a week.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. So, and when we think about New Hampshire, you know, clearly, just from a high-level perspective, New Hampshire has depending on the statistics you look at, somewhere between the third and seventh most expensive cost of health care in the country. So we are a very expensive state. And so there's certainly a need on a healthcare perspective overall to be cost effective and while improving convenience of care. When we look at specific markets in the state, the things we look at are how many emergency room visits are being generated by residents living in that community. So we're in areas where there's more emergency room visits, that's a place we want to be. We look at also the wait times to get into primary care, because if people have to wait longer to get into primary care, then they're more likely to need our services. And we also look at primary care panels that are closed. So again, unfortunately, our goal is to partner with primary care, and in areas where there's not enough primary care providers accepting new patients and not enough access to primary care, that's an area where we can go in and help alleviate some of that need by being available when primary care providers aren't, to keep people out of emergency departments and by providing that complementary service to primary care. So
so you're really data-driven.
Very data-driven, and looking at what's the need for our services in those markets. And then we also look at the cost in that community, because there are certain communities in the state where the cost of care is more expensive than others. And so we'll be driven first to those communities where there's more expensive options available for patients. And you know, clearly today with deductibles going higher and higher, and patients much of the time when they're consuming healthcare services, they're actually paying the bill. And so we look for areas where there's those more expensive alternatives where we can come in and provide a better quality care, more convenient, alleviate emergency departments, alleviate primary care, and give them a much less expensive option. And so those are the markets we look for.
So once you do your data analysis and you've picked a location because it's a high cost area and there's a need. So then at that point, how do you decide on, you know, bricks and mortar, whether you're renting, whether you're gonna build? Tell us how those decisions are made.
Yeah. So we want to be highly visible. So we look for visible locations with easy access, because patients, when they're coming to see us, are often they're bleeding or they're in some level of distress. If they're not injured or sick themselves, they might be bringing a family member, their daughter who has a earache, who's unhappy. That creates anxiety and stress. And so we want to make sure that patients can clearly see us when they're in stress and easily get into our facility safely. And so those are the kind of things that we look for in terms of choosing a site. And then in terms of team members, we typically start, it takes us about 2 years, sometimes 3 years, from the time we figure out where we want to be to the time we can actually open our doors. And so about 2 years in advance, a year or two in advance, we start recruiting for different positions, and we start looking really into, we look at a certain community, we say, all right, who are the physicians that live in that community that they may work in Boston. So maybe they work in an emergency room in Boston for the last 20 years, but they live in Windham or in Salem, and they've commuted to Boston for the last 20 years, and now we can offer them an opportunity to actually work in the community that they live in, and people love that. Most physicians want to work in the community they live in, or they've worked in the local emergency department for 10 or 20 years, and you know they're worn out of dealing with those chest pains and those immediately life threatening events, and they'd like the opportunity to work in an environment where they're not seeing as much of that. So it's a less stressful, better lifestyle. And so it takes us a couple years to identify who the people are that live in that community that fit that criteria. And often it's by talking to the nurses on our team. Hey, you know, have you worked in X emergency department? Who's the doctor in that emergency room who's just, you know, a wonderful person who loves patients, who's friendly and nice to staff, and those are the team members that we
well, no pun intended, but the science behind this is fascinating, because by the time you do the data analysis and recognize a certain area would be a good location, then you have to staff it, so you have to figure out who's in the community and who might be available. Sure. That's awesome. Let's switch gears a little bit, and I know I got this question the last time you were on. So when would I, you know, this is sort of a basic question, when would I use, you know, urgent care versus seeing my primary care physician? Do you sometimes get that question?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's really important for people to understand how to utilize urgent care and versus other options. So, you know, again, if you're sick, it's, you know, call your primary care provider, try to see your primary care provider. And if they can get you in, that's a great first place to go. That would be the right move. When they're not available and you need to be seen quickly. So if you pick up your daughter and she's sick at school and it's 4 o'clock and you can't get in to see your primary care provider, and you know you really don't want to wait till the next day, and you don't want to miss work the next day to have to stay home, hey, walk into Convene MD, get seen quickly. You'll receive great care. The note will get back to your primary care provider. So that's, you know, that's an appropriate time.
And you do all the interface with insurance, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. So, you know, we're in network with virtually every insurance company. And if you had an injury, many injuries are your primary care provider often would prefer that you come to us for a lot of injuries like broken bones, like lacerations, like, you know, in our Windham facility in the summer, we'll see 4 or 5 people in a weekend that'll come in with fish hooks. And so fish hook removal, foreign body removal would be something that'd be very common.
And I assume the winter coming up, you get snowblower accidents?
Absolutely. We're going to see all kinds of the typical winter injuries and a lot of winter illnesses. So a lot of those flus and, you know, patients that that might need some IV fluids, IV antibiotics, that they don't need to go to the emergency department because we can certainly take care of them in our environment by providing them those fluids and things in our long-term stay rooms.
In about a minute, how would you easily describe the difference between Convene MD and other urgent care centers? You know, you have more office hours, a different approach?
Well, first of all, we're consistent in terms of, number one is just location. So at this point, we're convenient to everybody in Southern New Hampshire. We work really hard on being very consumer centric and really minimizing wait times. Our goal is for patients to be in and out in under an hour, and we're really good at achieving that the large majority of the time. Although again, sometimes there'll be extended waits, so our waits tend to be a lot shorter than other urgent care centers, the quality of care. So our doctors, again, we always have. Really, we think we have, you know, again, exceptionally very, very talented team members. So, you know, you're not going to get better care anywhere else than you will at Convene MD. And we're a lot less expensive than other urgent care centers. People often think urgent care and they're nervous about the cost. And that's not the case with Convene MD. Although your copay may be higher at Convene MD than it would be at your primary care provider, for most insurances, it's a specialist copay rather than an urgent care copay or an emergency room copay. And for people that have high deductibles, what they really should be concerned is the total cost of that visit. And at Convene MD, you're going to get a physician fee, which is going to be lower than other places. And also, you're not going to get facility fees and different bill for your lab work. You know, lab work with us is going to be about 90%. our lab work is the same as going to a LabCorp or a Quest. It's site of service lab. So for many insurances, if you have a local site of service plan, patients aren't going to pay for their lab work at all. That'll be paid for by your insurance company, depending on your plan design, of course. And for x-rays, again, we'll be about 80, 90% less expensive for x-rays than we would be at other places. So the total cost is dramatically less.
So you've got this, your hands around our sort of very complex healthcare system. Again, this is what I've been doing since 1978. I'm very, very impressed. So quickly, in general, your office hours are basically 8 to 8?
8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week. We're open every day other than Thanksgiving and Christmas Day.
And the offices are in Bedford, Concord, Dover, Stratham, Keene, Merrimack, Nashua, Portsmouth, and Windham. Max Poyanik, this was fascinating. I'll have to have you on again. Wish you best of success and continue in helping us in the macro healthcare system that we all operate in. Thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thanks so much. It's always fun.
Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.